Welcome to KGXT, Gen X Talks podcast, live from Central California. Making plans with the boys. I'm going to hit the town. Yeah, I'm going to make some noise. I'll push past the pain and my wounded pride. I'm going to live it up. Yeah, stay out all night. But sure, I've had some better times. And I can't.
Could I not?
If I'm sleeping in, what,
because
am I blocking the bathroom?
Heard, no, I tried to keep it nice and quiet for you.
You? Oh my God, that is the biggest goddamn lie I've ever heard in my life. When I get
are
up,
you ready to do the podcast? I don't have all day.
I'm just telling you that.
Don't need to jump my shit right now.
Because you're lying. You can't just you can't just say shit like that. Listen, here's what happens. I get up in the morning, and if you're asleep, I am super quiet. And this is every guy I know.
No sound on KGXT. Good job. Way to go.
No, we have no sound.
That's what the staff is saying. Good. Sammy Joe was thinking Wendy's just now, too. Sammy Joe,
That's the Arby's. Staffing. You can't think Wendy's. You have to think, I'm thinking Arby's. You don't, I'm thinking Wendy's. You can't steal commercials. The commercial, I'm thinking Arby's. That's a commercial.
Guess what else? Campbell's Soup has released a limited edition grilled cheese and tomato soup.
Really?
Yeah, a limited edition.
All right, because we're not recording yet.
Yeah.
So let me.
We're just talking.
I know we're getting warm because we're not quite set up yet. So I'm gonna test your. You should get this. This is Generation X. You should get this. I'm gonna give you the beginning of a commercial. You give me the end. Ready?
All right. I'll do my best.
If it says Libby's, Libby's, Libby's on the...
Label.
Next. Because it's something like dinner on your table or something?
Yeah, something like that.
All right, good. You got that.
That's it?
Okay, no. I got one.
Okay.
Rick, now we'll do word for word. I'll see if you can get it. Ready? Look, you got to look at me. Big Mac, filet of fish.
Fish. Oh, okay.
Quarter pounder.
French fries.
Icy Coke.
No. Icy Coke.
Big Mac filet of fish, quarter pounder french fries, icy Coke.
Come on. I want to say French dip.
No, you don't. French dip.
I can't remember. What is it? Give it to me.
I would like my answer is steak with au jus sauce.
What is it?
Big Mac filet of fish, quarter pounder french fries,
icy Coke,
thick shake.
And apple pie.
Sundays and
apple pie.
Wow, you really. I want my ring back. I cannot be married to a person who does not remember.
Whatever.
I can't. I'm sorry. I have standards here, and that's one of them.
Okay.
All right. So let me see. So there were some notes. Let me see. I wrote down some stuff to talk about.
You need to open it up with a. Are you recording the podcast right now?
Well, yeah, just in case.
Okay. Well, you need to open it up, man.
I'm not opening up shit until I get my notes in order. All this stuff you've been doing the last month, just wing it. It'll be fine. Has proven to be an utter failure.
You know
every
what?
Time. So no,
you know
we're not
what?
Doing that.
Shut your mouth. Oh my gosh, my notes just disappeared.
Uh-huh. Yeah, sure. That's what it is. Kind of like your brain just shuts off every now and then.
That is not. Oh, there it is. I was looking at something else.
Okay. So welcome to KGXT.
There we go. Welcome. There it is.
It's the Gen X Talks podcast broadcasting from KGX Studios, 200 feet below occupied California. Oh, I know something's going to be bad. I don't have my microphone set back. Okay, now remember that microphone setting that'll make it distorted.
Did
where we
he
can't
just hit? Interrupt his own welcome and intro? Unbelievable!
Yeah, I did.
You want to start over?
I do.
Let's try it again.
All right,
let's go.
Welcome to the Gen X Talks podcast, broadcasting from KGXT Studios, 200 feet below occupied California. You know, speaking of occupied California, Steve Garvey in the primary beat Adam Schiff.
Really?
Yeah. Well, Adam Schiff, even for a Democrat, even for a liberal, that dude's a weasel. And everybody knows it. They had this, there's a 60-second video going around TikTok and Reels and Shorts. It's so funny. They're in a debate. And, you know, Adam Schiff's going off on Steve Garvey, like, blah, blah, you this and you're that. And I fought against Trump and I'm the hero and I'm the man and I'm blah, blah. And then he basically is all done and Steve Garvey goes, "You lied to 300 million people and you can't take it back." That's all his response was.
That's all it has to be.
It was amazing because Adam Schiff's like, well, but, and for those of you who don't remember, Adam Schiff was the one who went on TV and said, I have seen the physical evidence of the betrayal of our president with Russia. I have seen the criminal evidence. It's coming. And then the Mueller report comes out. There's no evidence.
How do these people sleep at night?
I don't know why they keep voting for the same idiots. I just don't get it. That it
I don't understand either.
Me no end at all.
Well, you know what tonight is? Tonight's the President Biden's going to speak. I don't know if he's going to be able to do that.
State of the Union, yeah.
Yeah, State of the Union. I know when they hear this, it'll already happen, but I'm just sitting here. I've been thinking about it. I don't even want to watch it. I'm like,
see, I'm the opposite. I got to see it tonight. In fact, Tubear, who's a senior executive member on staff, had an idea. Broadcast when we do our show tonight. Put the stream up of his State of the Union right next to me and let me commentate on it.
Do you know how to do that?
Trippy says, do I know how to commentate? Yes.
No, I know that, but do you know how to do what they're asking you to
Trippy
do?
Trippy said I can bring in any stream that's on the internet. Trippy is Trippy Pineapple from KGXT staff. I can bring in any stream. So if I can find it on a stream, then I can bring it in and then I can do that. So
I think it would be good. I just can't because my heart hurts for Biden, literally. Like him being your grandfather, yeah. That's how I'm looking at it going, how do these people live with themselves putting this man who hasn't been the most honest person, but I'm just putting that aside going, he is 81 years old. It's breaks horrible. My heart. I just can't watch it.
How do you, it's funny because I have a lot of Republican conservative friends and they go out there and they say, they look at Biden, oh, look, he's screwing up his speech. And I look at him going, how long are you guys going to let him stand out there and look stupid? How long is his wife, are his kids, are his grandkids, his handlers? How long are you guys going to leave him out there?
Yeah, but this it's going to be recorded. This is one of those things like, don't put it on social media. He will have this after he's gone. People are going to be talking about it. And I just feel like, I want to get mad at his wife. Yeah. Why would his wife do that?
Oh, she didn't care. Didn't care at all.
Oh.
Jill, she didn't care. She wants him out there. We're presidents. We're running. We're going to be in the office. All she cares about is the power. She could give a shit. But me, even as a conservative Republican, I look at him and I shake my head going, somebody help this guy. Take him off stage. Don't put him through this. And they're going to do it. They're going to do it again. Although I think they're going to call in sick. I think it's a possibility. I know I'm the only person in the world saying this, but they know he can't make it an hour.
If they call in sick, his thing is over. But that's what everybody's waiting for, is for him.
Okay, so it's over if they call in sick and he doesn't do the State of the Union. And it's also over if he can't go 45 minutes and they have to pull him off stage.
Yeah.
I'd go with the first one. Just call in sick. Say, you know what? He got a fever today. We can't go. Sometimes you miss work. I've missed work. You've missed work. And Biden's missing work today.
Or they let Kamala Harris jump in. She's his vice president. Isn't that what a vice president does?
I think then we'd have to play a drinking game on Kamala Harris. The over under on how many times she cackles during her speech, where she plays off some incident with a cackle.
Oh.
And I'm going to go with 36. Right now, 36 in the hour and 20 minutes should be up there.
Oh my gosh. I just feel bad. I just don't know if I could do it. You may have to do that live stream on your own, big boy.
I don't know. It's definitely tough. So I have a problem here and I need your help with it.
Oh, just one?
Well,
I'm okay with just one.
Just one problem. If who Steve Jobs was. He's passed away now, but Steve Jobs was in charge of Apple.
Yes.
And, we think of him as this genius because, he comes out with these computers that are amazing. Then he comes out with an iPod. When iPods came out, oh my God.
Oh God, our kids wanted one so bad.
Yeah, then it was an iPhone. And then after a while, you're like, even if Steve Jobs invented something brilliant, we kind of went, oh, yeah, good job, Steve. It's a really cool product. And it was a great product, and it was eye-opening, and it was amazing. But we're so used to Steve Jobs creating great things. It's like, man, who cares? And you get that way about Superman, too. It's like, well, Superman, how often can you report on Superman saving the day?
We went from a human being to a cartoon character.
Don't you ever talk about Superman that way.
Okay.
He has a name. Say his name. What's his name?
Christopher Reeve.
No, what's his name? What's Superman's name? And don't say Clark Kent. What's his Kryptonian name?
Oh, why are you doing to me today? What are you
You've
doing?
You've had 3 cups of coffee. Leave me alone.
No,
you,
I didn't.
You don't even know his name. I'll let you think about that. So Superman saves the day. He saves the school bus from going over the off the bridge. You know, he saves us from the bomb. He saves the cat in the tree. After a while, after years of this, you get to a point where you're like, okay, yeah, Superman, really cool. You did all these things. But we're so used to it that we almost think of it as average, as normal. Even though something extraordinary is happening, it's happening so often, you think of it just like, no, it's cool. You know, Steve Jobs invented another great device. Well, that's what we expected. Or when an athlete, you know, how many times can you win, be an all-star? It's like, okay, you're an all-star 10 years in a row. We get it. Oh, most stolen bases again. We get it. Even though these are incredibly amazing things, when they happen every day, you kind of get numb to it, even though they're still amazing. As Mark Twain once said.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you ready for this one?
Yeah, go ahead.
A diamond amongst 100 other diamonds is still a diamond and shines just as brightly.
Well, I'm like Marilyn Monroe. A diamond is a girl's best friend.
Okay, are you even listening to where I'm going with this story?
I am. Keep going. I'm just throwing in my 2 cents.
Yeah, you not even making any sense. Not even part of the story. All right. You like shiny object and you went off the rails again. Okay. That's how I feel about Marcy Zavala.
Okay.
Every time you hear of a story of her doing well, you know, one of our fans, our viewers, calls up and says, hey, I signed up with MarcyZavala.com. I'm on the program. My pain is getting better. Okay, that's amazing. You have an amazing story. But after you hear 300 of them, it's kind of like, yeah, that's what she does. No, you don't understand. Marcy Zavala is amazing. I've been in pain for 20 years. Yeah. We know. Everybody feels this way. We got it. You almost got to put Marcy up there with like Superman and Steve Jobs, because every single person that has joined her program has improved.
Yes, absolutely.
Every single person. And
remember, I just had a revelation a couple days ago.
Well, we're getting to that. This is a lead into that. But
okay.
The point I'm trying to make here is like, yeah, okay, it's nice that you guys keep sending me emails about how great you're doing, how your life has changed, how you're doing better on pain. But yeah, I kind of expected that from Marcy. So, you know, I'm trying to keep focus here that every one of you is a shining diamond with a great story. But from our perspective, we're thinking, it's just Marcy. But she is really doing amazing things. Even if I get numb to the fact of all of her achievements, you guys all see her leaping a tall building in a single bound. And I'm going, yeah, I saw that last week.
Yeah, now she's even pulled her husband into it. She's like, you're coming with me.
That was so funny.
Under protest.
I found that video. I thought they were live. Remember last night? You're like, oh, my gosh, was I supposed to be on that live with him? And so you ran downstairs to look, and I was watching, you know, a minute or two of the video, and she's got Dr. McDreamy, her husband, sitting next to her, and you yelled back up the stairs, he doesn't look happy.
I say he doesn't look comfortable.
No,
at the
he was
beginning.
Sitting there with his arms folded.
He was not, but I watched a little farther, and as soon as she let him talk his doctor lingo.
Yeah.
Then he got comfortable. I'm knowledgeable on this subject, so let's go.
I did the same thing when I was looking at him going, he doesn't want to be there. No. I'm watching it going, he doesn't want to be there, buddy. I feel for you. And then he kind of opened up. But boy, in the beginning, he was just like, he was in a timeout.
You would have thought he stomped his feet all the way there and like sat down. Fine, I'll do it. Because we spend time with him. We kind of know his little mannerisms. Yeah. So you can see him like sit there like, okay,
yeah,
then, I'm here.
And then, you know, you get Marcy who sits down. You can imagine her going, sit there until I tell you to talk. And and then she's...
You're going to like it.
You're going to like this. And then she pops up and she's bubbly and she's happy and she's excited. And she just turns it on for the camera and she's doing so well at that.
Yeah, she is. She's
and the
better.
Whole time, Dr. McDreamy's looking off camera, out the window. He's thinking about paying his taxes or something.
Looking at the snow.
Oh, that was so funny.
I could be anywhere but here.
So the reason I brought this up, not so that I can say, okay, again, tell everyone what your revelation was. You just had this yesterday.
Yes, and Marcy doesn't even know. I haven't even shared it with her yet.
No, we haven't even told.
So she's going to hear it tomorrow for the first time. We've been adjusting the hormones. That's the next step where I'm at in my my pain.
Your process.
My process. And we've been fluctuating on it and changing things. And Damon's been helping and Marcy's been helping. And we adjusted again. And I noticed for the very first time a couple days ago, and I waited 24 hours to see if it was just me, that my joint pain that I have been suffering with for 10 years is pretty much gone. Like, it is, I was in, and it's been raining too. And yeah, usually when it's raining, it hurts worse.
You hurt so bad.
And I was like, hold on. There's nothing. I'm checking my hands and I'm checking, you know, I'm like, wow.
The best part was I was physically standing there with you when you had this epiphany. And I'm like, what are you doing? And you looked at me and said, oh my God, I just noticed my joint pain is gone.
Yeah.
And it's been raining. Normally, that's when it's worse.
Yes. So the only thing I'm dealing with is my lower back pain. And then, you know, if I overdo and I'm trying to stretch and exercise, so now it's aggravating that back. But we figured out that's part of my hip and my core muscles that need to be worked on because I had surgery twice.
Right up the middle. They cut all your ab muscles and everything to do the surgery twice.
Twice. They opened it up twice. So those are all kind of shot. And then with aging and not doing anything due to pain has really just messed me up there. So we're working on it. So I'm so happy. It's a process. I want to tell everybody it's not a mirror. It's not going to happen overnight with Marcy.
No.
It hasn't. I think we're on 6 months now, 7 months maybe.
Yeah, but I saw progress. I saw definite progress in you.
Yeah, so I just want to let people know.
In the first month or two, I could see things
changing. It's not a miracle cure.
No, but I saw things changing right away. Now, it's always changing, and there's been some big points.
Yes.
You know, but I'm telling you, I noticed right away things were getting better.
Yeah, I'm really, really happy. I hope it continues. So far, so good. So we'll see what happens.
Speaking of Marcy Zavala, Superwoman, as we'll call her.
Superwoman.
People have been asking me, this is a question from you guys. You guys, how do you drink the yuck water? How do you take it? Because apparently I'm not alone. There's some other people that don't think the taste of the yuck water is so great.
It's not yuck water.
It's yuck water. And Dr.
McGreevy's, they're never going to sponsor us.
No, they're not. But it's powerful stuff. What is it called?
Element.
Element.
It's spelled LMNT.
Anyway, okay, .com. They're never going to sponsor us, but I will say this, it works.
Isn't that crazy?
I was fighting you and fighting Dr. McDreamy. I didn't want to take it. I'd throw it out. I'd spit it out. It works.
Does it work for you? What does it do?
Well, for
how
one,
do you feel?
I'm up. I'm moving. It processes me. I don't feel depleted. And I called Marcy one day and I go, okay, I'm taking this and I'm drinking it. Why am I feeling better? She goes, it's kind of like it's always going to hydrate you. And she told me, she goes, you have a problem drinking a lot of water. This is a huge supplement. Well, if I could drink 4 or 5 of these big bottles of water, I'd be fine during the day, you know, for that part of my process. But I don't always do it. But the element bumps me way up on that. It's like for me, it puts everything in high gear. Then it seems like all my processes work better. My medicines work better. The drinking of the water works better. The everything I'm doing, how I eat works better. It feels like that's the glue that's holding everything together. And maybe it's all psychological, but it works.
No, I'm with you because yesterday I skipped. I missed my element because I was busy doing something. And by the time I went to bed, I was like, why do I feel so kind of off today? And then I realized I didn't have it. And I was like, man, I didn't realize how much I love it during the day.
So people have asked me how I drink it because I couldn't find a good
shot glass.
Well, almost. I took a highball glass, and you mix it in with about 4 ounces of water, maybe 5 ounces of water. It's not very much.
Okay.
And a straw. And what the straw does is because it's a powder mix, and when I suck it out of the straw, I'm getting the powder at the bottom of the glass. Just like when you mix sugar in iced tea and it goes at the bottom, you're like, oh, there's where all the sugar went. Well, I'm drinking out of a straw. So I get the whole thing. I can do it in about 40 seconds and I get it out of the way. It's
they have it for your coffee for hot drinks. If you don't like it in water, they have chocolate color.
My coffee?
You don't drink coffee. I'm just telling other people. I'm telling other people they have it where you can put it in your coffee.
Okay, well, whatever.
Also.
I found a way to drink it. I don't care for how it tastes, but man, does it work.
And I drink it in a 32-ounce thing of water all day long.
Aren't you just special?
I am.
You're such a special
just ask
person.
Me.
Don't you stole my line. I'm not going to ask you if you're special.
I am special.
Well, not going to. not going to ask you to.
Oh my gosh! Shit, okay, so. I just want you to know you're an idiot. I know.
Just, I'm an idiot. You're just finding out that I'm an idiot now.
I know I can't stop you from drawing on the shower anymore.
Yeah.
The shower wall, the shower glass.
Yeah.
It's still there. It's still showing up.
I know, because I'm working.
But could you? What? Stop.
What?
But could you please stop using the good soap? Get a crappy soap. Get the end of a soap.
I'm telling you, that soap that you have in there that you use, it works so well on the shower. The water doesn't take it off right away. It sticks around. I can.
No kidding.
It does great.
I know it does.
Listen, after you hear what I was doing with the shower wall and your good soap.
I don't want to know what you did with the shower wall. Please keep that stuff to yourself.
You will be more than happy to let me, you give me your blessing. All right.
Oh, this is
follow
better
me
be
on
good.
This. No, this is good. So, if you when you go to sleep, the way you get into REM sleep, which is the deep sleep that rejuvenates your body, your brain releases chemicals, and that about 90 minutes in, you get into REM sleep. Your brain releases chemicals, and it puts you into that sleep. That's like a known fact. If you don't know that, just trust me. I'm a doctor. Okay, so. Now, hold that thought for a second.
Doctor of bullshit, but okay.
You know what? Do I run over to your stories? No. Now, shut up. Okay. So, if there's a chemical that your brain releases it to create, to force you, to put you into REM sleep where you get rejuvenated, stop right there. Hold that thought. We all know that everybody's got different blood types. So, I'm sure there's different brain chemical types. I'm sure, like, your brain chemical is different than mine, which is different than the kids, and else on and on. But there's also different blood types. And we have found there is a universal blood type that can go into anybody. Because Iceman has that. Iceman's
got, I do too.
He's got the blood type that anyone can, it's universal blood type. Okay. What I want to figure out, I'm going to have to pay a scientist, is I want universal brain fluid. I need to have a guy figure out a why are you laughing?
This is a long walk to connect this to the shower glass door.
This is what I was drawing out. I was reasoning this out, making notes for myself. And this wasn't numbers and charts and graphs and triangles, which is why you thought it was so much, because this time I had to write out paragraphs so I didn't forget. That's why the shower was so full of this. But listen.
Yeah, I couldn't even see through the glass.
I told you it didn't come off the shower very easily. Okay. So, if I can get a universal brain fluid, just the same way we have a universal blood, I could sell that to, you could inject it in someone's head, like stab them right in the head with it, and then it would induce REM sleep, and they could get a power nap right then on the spot. It would just like, the chemical would be there, and it would shut them down and put them into REM sleep. If you're having a 1 hour airplane flight, you could sleep that whole hour. If you've been up and you're like, man, I got to get some sleep. You can't wait to fall asleep.
Okay, what does it have to do with the shower glass?
I wrote all this down in long sentence form on the glass so I wouldn't forget it.
Oh,
then when
gosh.
I got done, I wrapped a towel around my big fat ass, ran out, grabbed my camera, took a picture of the shower glass so I could have it on my phone, and then I tried to erase the stuff on the wall.
Oh my gosh.
Then you got mad. But now that I've explained it to you, now that I've given you what's going on, am I still an idiot?
Dr. Bullshit. That's what we're going to call you.
I'm waiting for a yes or a no.
I'm not going to respond to that.
Because now if you thought it was a bad idea, you would have just shouted out, yes, yes, you are still an idiot.
You are an idiot.
No, you would have said that. But you're not sure, because now you're thinking I'm onto something.
No.
You see?
I guess you better call your doctor.
You still think I'm a genius. You do. That is not selling Pepsi by the swallow. That is something great.
Now that's brilliant. Pepsi by the swallow. The little things with little, that could go into alcohol too. What if you want like a condensed version of a martini or a condensed version of a cosmopolitan?
Are you trying to compare?
I'm sure in Vegas you could find it.
An alcoholic drink by the swallow that can be sold and packaged by the swallow has any level of comparison to a person being able to achieve REM sleep on command with a shot in the head? I'm on the. Okay, you know what? You're on track to being on the picture of Grocers Monthly. I'm on track for a Nobel Prize with my idea.
Oh God! Good luck with that. All right. Well, yeah. Good luck with that. Oh my gosh. I could just see Dr. McDreamy just shaking his head going.
He's going, oh my God, let me get my investors on board right now. He's going to call. As soon as he hears that, my phone's going to ring and he's going to go, don't tell anybody your details. Let's do this together.
Okay, we'll see what happens. Stay tuned.
I will be the Forrest Gump gozillionaire.
All right. Go ahead.
So tell everybody what happened with your Facebook post about this weekend. First, tell everybody what's going on in a couple of days.
Why do I always have to do this?
Because you're not talking very much, so I'm shifting it to where you have
to participate. I'm not talking too much because you're talking too much.
And here's your chance.
Ew. In a couple days, as of tomorrow, we are heading down to Fontana, California to Two Bears R&B Car Show. We are looking to have about 225 cars at the car show. The In-N-Out Burger truck will be there. There'll be a live DJ, a live band, right?
Live band, yeah.
We're going to be there. Gen X Talks is going to be there. The kid, Gen X dad and myself and some other, bottom of the glass nation and some staff members, they're all coming. It'd be great for you to stop by our booth and say hi to us. It should be running from 8 to 2,
about
I believe 8 to 2 on Saturday, March 9th.
Yeah.
So, you can look it up on our website, all the details and how to get there.
What's the website?
www.genxtalks.com.
And then look for the car show button. Yeah.
You're welcome, America.
What happened? You put up your...
You told me. You came in and told me. I put up... It wasn't an ad. It was an event. Yeah. I put up an event of the car show on our site, on the Facebook site, as you one does, because they have a thing that says events.
I was putting it up. Would you like to schedule an event, it says?
Yes. And so I said, I would love to. And I've done it before. This wasn't something.
And you just put up a regular picture of the car show. You didn't do anything wrong.
Nope. I followed all the who's and what's and what have yous on the website or on the Facebook page and everything. And then it was up for quite a while. I can't remember when
it was up for a couple of weeks. And then I got an email from Facebook. They pulled it because it didn't suit their community guidelines.
I don't know what that means because they passed through all their little checks and balances.
And why was it up for 2 weeks? And then like, no, not anymore. You can't do it. So
I even think it was up longer. As soon as Two Bear gave us the date, I think I put it up there.
Well, they pulled it. And so a couple of days ago, it leaves it up there. Like we're the only one. They even says in their letter, you're the only ones who can see your event now. We've hidden it from public view because it doesn't meet our guidelines. And yes, that's how Facebook sounds, very stupid. And so they pulled it. So I pulled it from our end and I just put it back up again. And this time I did something I never do.
What's that?
Every single person who has ever posted anything on Facebook has always seen the little bumper window that comes up and says, would you like to pay $10?
Oh, yeah.
Would you like to promote this? We can boost your post for $10. We can reach 300 people. So in our particular case, and it all goes on percentages, it said, would you like to reach 133,000 people?
How do you know they do?
I don't know. I don't think you can ever tell.
Okay.
So, I paid it for Two Bears Car Show, and I put it up, and guess what? It miraculously is staying up there.
Isn't that amazing?
They're not gonna cause a problem when you've got a...
I just thought of something. Maybe it had so many hits on that car show site that now they want to be paid. Facebook want to be paid.
Facebook got to get paid. So I did that. It's staying up. It's a miracle of technology when you pay a couple bucks. Oh yeah, we accept your stuff now for the price of a few dollars. Of course we agree with of course it fits the community guidelines. It's funny how money changes that, isn't it?
The way the world works.
Yeah. Well, so
hope it helps. Hope we have lots of people there.
We should. The only thing that's working against us, it'll be a little bit on the cold side.
I'd rather it be cold than raging hot.
Everybody would. Nobody wants freezing cold, but by 11 o'clock, it should be warming up to almost 70 degrees. That should be good for everybody. And if you live down there, people that are coming from Southern California, they already know. You have
layers, people. Layers. It's spring, almost spring. You reminded me it's not spring yet.
Now, I'm going to allow you to do something that normally you're not allowed to do. I want you to look at your phone and tell me what the temperature is going to be on the 9th in Fontana at the Route 66 car show.
Okay. Do, 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 do.
This is one of my wife's many talents. She can do two things at once. She can hum a tune and poke around on her phone.
It says Saturday, March 9th in Fontana at the car show. It says car show on this. 70 degrees.
Okay.
1% chance of rain.
Okay, this is what I don't get. And you did this to me the other day. I was telling you it's going to be cloudy. It might be a little windy. And your phone, it had a picture of the sun. And you came running over and put it in my face and go, no, it's sunny. And you said it's sunny with a 2% chance of rain. Now, ladies and gentlemen, how many of you stopped dead in your tracks right there like I did? How can it be sunny with a 2% chance of rain?
Hey, the day before it says on here it's sunny with 6% chance of rain.
I'm going to clue you in on something. Maybe I'm the only one who knows this. Maybe not. But definitely you don't know this. You cannot have sunny skies and any chance of rain. And here's why. This is really going to get you. Rain requires clouds.
Then you better get a hold of the Weather Channel and tell them whoever's doing their weather.
You can't have it. It makes no sense for you to show. I know.
I'm reading what is on the screen.
You cannot
the meteorologist
have
did it.
A meteorologist with his head so far up his ass. How many times have meteorologists ever been able to predict the weather? Okay. You cannot have a picture of a sunny 70 degree day and then turn around and go, but there is still a 4% chance of rain. No, there's not. If there's no clouds, it is 0% chance of rain. Zero.
Okay. You're not going to believe this.
What?
I just got a text message from Dr. McDreamy.
How? Why?
He's listening. Universal brain fluid, and he has a laughing emoji.
No, wait. He's listening to the radio broadcast?
Yes, he is.
Oops. I can't even. You know, normally I say a bunch of shit.
I know.
And my butt puckers for 24 hours thinking, should I have said that? And now I don't have a choice.
No, it's not. He's listening. He's listening live right now. We just talked a bunch of crap about him. We're in so much
trouble.
I'm
hoping he was a little late and that's the only part he heard. We're good then. We're solid.
Maybe. Then there's another plus. He's listening to the radio station.
Wait till his wife, Marcy, comes bursting through the door with a cape on her back going, that's right, you're married to Superwoman. He's going to go, what the fuck are you talking about?
All because you let me look at my phone. I'm like, there's a text message. What is that? Oh, my gosh. God.
Oh,
well, everyone
God.
Wants a daughter update. I'm sure everybody's waiting about the daughter that moved out of the boyfriends, gave 30-day notice. Are we over 30 days?
Are we?
I believe so. And she's still here.
Yeah.
And don't say sort of here. She's here.
She hasn't, her 30 days, for those of you who are the ongoing saga, if you will, she got into a big fight with her boyfriend, which has been ongoing trouble, and she moved out. And it wasn't abusive or anything. They just weren't getting along. She moved back home and said, I'm giving him 30 days to win me back. We've all listened to the trials and tribulations of that. If you don't, go back and listen to the old episodes. I'm not going to rehash that. But you're right. The 30 days has come and gone. And she hasn't said.
She's not budging.
Well,
there's no packing.
No, that was what I was going to say. She hasn't done anything towards the idea of, well, I'm packing up my stuff this weekend. Everything worked out and I'm moving back.
He's a changed man.
I will tell you a couple little things. One is in passing, she came up and said, he said all the right words, but it didn't make me feel like moving back in. And I said, well, if he said all the right words, why didn't it count? She goes, because I told them what to say.
And then, she does that the whole relationship.
And then she left. She walked out of the room. So what she's telling me is she gave him a script. Here's what you say to win me back. He read it and she didn't buy it.
Every man out there is going, exactly. That's what we want.
So he read it back to her. She didn't believe it. And they're still not moving. I don't get it. I did do something kind of, we had our other daughter and her husband over with some friends and family over last weekend. And I did put a public, I don't know if you remember this or not, it was in the kitchen. I did put her to a test.
Yeah, I was there when you said it.
I looked at her in front of everybody. The whole kitchen froze and stopped when I asked this question. I said, because we are considering moving. We're going to sell the house and move somewhere else. And I said, if we were moving tomorrow, if someone said, hey, I'm giving you cash for your house tomorrow, and we're moving, we're leaving, we're done, would you go with us to wherever it is we're going? Or would you pack up your stuff quickly and move back with him?
Crickets, people.
Everybody in the kitchen froze waiting for her to answer.
Took her too long.
And she goes, I don't know. I guess I'd probably move in with him. That, to me, the reason I asked that question was because I wanted a snap judgment reaction.
Right.
I wanted her just to go, oh, well, if you're leaving tomorrow, yeah, I'd move back in with him and I'd continue working stuff out. I thought that's what she'd say. And she stared at me. You saw her stare at me.
I did.
For a long time. And she's like, well, I guess if you're moving out tomorrow, I'd probably move back with him. Like she was forced to.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, and I stopped and I said, okay, just so you know, there's your answer. And she goes, what do you mean? And then her sister, who was there, chimed in and says, if you didn't answer instantly, if you didn't answer instantly, Dad, I'm not going with you. This is my guy. I'll just go to his house and work it out. We'll work it out there. I was trying to work it out here, but no, I'm not losing my guy over this. If you're moving, I'm with my guy.
Right.
Her sister jumped in and said, if you don't feel that way, he's not the guy.
That's true.
So that was there's your daughter update. I have no idea what she's doing, but she is by no means is she trying to move out anytime soon. The 30 days has come and gone, and she isn't packing at all, just to make things perfectly clear. Now, I do have something I wanted to bring before the jury of my peers, of my friends, my fellow Americans out there. I want to bring you a situation, and I just need you to answer in the comment section, or you can send a message through kgxtradio.com. If you go to kgxtradio.com, which you, if you listen to it there, there's a little I have a question button. Just tell us what you want. In this case, give me your answer or email me your answer. Okay. Now, I know you're going to want to chime in as we go along. I don't mind if you do. Just don't skew the facts.
All right. Well, okay. You make sure they're facts.
Of course they're facts. I'm saying them.
Okay.
That makes them facts. Okay.
All right. Let's go.
So isn't a long story, but I need to know whether, and I'll give you the question at the end. So I knew the other day we had some sort of this lame, cheesy, stupid dinner that was like maybe half a cup full of, you know, soup or something. And my wife thought that was going to sustain me. Not only was it a wimpy dinner, she served it like at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, like I'm an old guy, like I'm a senior citizen, like I have to put my dentures in acid and let them clean themselves before I can use them again. So she thought she'd give me an early dinner so I could get a head start with my teeth on breakfast.
Sorry, excuse me. So, I sneezed there for a second. I am restraining right now, I want you to know. I'm just being a really good girl, just listening. Yeah, keep going. Don't keep spouting your bullshit. Go ahead.
Being a good girl is a first time for everything. So what I did was, because the kid had his girlfriend over and our daughter was there, and you guys all wanted Cold Stone ice cream.
And when I say no, you go behind my back anyways. You go to the daughters and ask them. If you don't get your sandwich through me.
Not what happened.
All right.
Nice try. Your Honor, I object. She's introducing false evidence, false testimony for you common folk out there. She's lying. I didn't do that. What I did do was I said I was pleasant. I said, hey, would you girls like some Cold Stone ice cream? Oh, that'd be so great. So I Uber-eated some Cold Stone ice cream for you guys. I got everybody the flavor they wanted.
Oh, even your son-in-law.
Yeah, even my son-in-law. And then our granddaughter was there. I got her some ice cream. So I ordered it. It was on its way. And everyone's talking about it. How much till we get our ice cream? And how much did you get? And, you know, I'll take a bite of yours. You take a bite of mine. You got cookie dough. You got mint chocolate chip. Everybody's excited. And then I asked you for my sandwiches. I said, I want some sandwiches. And you said, your exact words, you looked at me because you frowned. I caught you walking through the living room and you turned to my chair and you said, you're not supposed to have sandwiches. I said, well, you're not supposed to have ice cream. So if you don't want to make me sandwiches, I'll cancel the order of the ice cream. And the room again froze. Like, Mom, just make him the sandwiches. He's got all of our ice cream coming. You were mad, but you did the right thing. You went and made Daddy some sandwiches. And everyone got their ice cream. So, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I ask you this. All I want to know, was this underhanded and devious what I did? Or was this pure genius? And there's dudes out right now high-fiving each other all around going, my man.
It's devious.
I didn't ask you. I personally think that was genius. Everybody, let's look at how it turned out. Everybody got ice cream and loved me. I got my sandwiches. It was a win-win all the way around.
If the kids weren't involved, I probably would have stood my ground and said no. Yeah, and you could have canceled the ice cream.
You'd have been horrible. I know you would have. You'd have been stubborn. You'd have been ornery. That's why I played it this particular way. Just so you know. So I'll wait for your results in the comment section. You can DM me on Discord or email me, genxdad@genxtalks.com. All you have to do is just don't know if it was devious or genius. Thank you very much. That's the words right there.
The word of the day. Words of the day.
Words of the day. Devious and genius.
All right.
So thank you very much for not bursting my bubble with that. But that was a true story that did happen.
It did happen.
And I played that thing wonderfully. All right. Where are we at? There was more stuff to talk about. Oh, talking about moving.
Yes.
Did I tell you what our millennial daughter up in up north said? Well, I don't know what she's not in. Where is she? She's between Yosemite and the five. I can't remember what that. Anyway, she's doing well.
Clovis.
Yeah, she's wonderful. She's up there living a great life. And I was talking to her about moving when I decided we were going to move about a month ago. I said, hey, just so you know, we're going to move sometime next year. And she goes, why are you moving? And the same thing I told everyone. I said, well, you guys are all moving away. You know, and we moved here.
To them, this is home.
I know, but we moved here for family because my grandmother was having issues on the coast. Your dad was having issues just out of LA, and my dad was having issues up in Kernville. And so this was a place where we could get to everybody, and we did for 6 years. Mm-hmm. And then everybody passed away. Within 6 years, everyone had gotten sick and ill, and we'd done our job for moving here. And everyone, but by then, you know, all the kids were in school. They had friends. They had jobs. They were doing stuff. So we stayed. But it's time to move on. This wasn't like we were born and raised here. We weren't. It was just a place we landed because we needed to. Well, I told them, I said, it's time for us to go. And in the discussion, I was pointing out, you're leaving with your guy. You guys are getting married and you're going back to Texas or something.
Yeah, he would like to go to Texas. I don't know if she really wants, but she's following her guy.
Well, that was that you just told the punchline.
Oh, sorry.
Then I talked to my other daughter, and she's moving to Missouri and then on to Florida one day. All of our daughters are with their guys, and I said, so you guys are all leaving, so if you're going to leave, it's okay for us to leave. And she just pointed out, she said, Dad, all of your daughters are doing just what Mom did. Mom took to her guy and moved on, and you did. You hitched your wagon to this horse. And off we went, and yes, everyone made fun of you and told you don't do it and told you this was stupid and told you I was the wrong guy. Everyone. And you picked a guy and you closed your eyes and you went. And that's what they're doing. And I got to respect that because she's right. They're just doing what you did.
It's hard to think of moving. I mean, I love my house and the property and, you know, sometimes the weather, when it's gorgeous, and spring and fall here is just absolutely gorgeous. But anyways.
Every place I've ever lived, there's always been 3 to 4 months of bad weather. I lived in Central Oregon, and there was 4 months of bitter cold. I lived in Las Vegas, 3 to 4 months of outrageous heat. You're not going to find, wherever I take you, it's not going to be weather like this.
No, it's just that, I just wish we could pick our house up at our property and move it somewhere else, but you can't do that.
No, you can't. But
also it's exciting to have a chance to start a new house and stuff like that. I don't know. We'll see.
I am excited to go do this. I want to go do this. I want to sell off a lot of our stuff here, gather up the cash. I want to have a big yard sale and get rid of stuff that we don't want anymore.
Yeah.
And then keep the stuff we do want. And then I want to downsize, if you want to know the truth. I want to downsize with the house. That's one yawn.
I do too. I would like to too. So I don't know what's gotten into you and Dr. McDreamy and this power slap whatever thing going on in Vegas. I don't know.
Okay. First of all,
you want to go to the first event that's coming up?
Dr. McDreamy he's the top guy in all the boxing in Las Vegas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's the top guy in MMA.
Now
the Slap Fest. You guys know what Slap Fest is? You guys see those things where they professionally power slap each other? You get one hit, you try to knock the other guy out, he tries to knock you out. It's becoming a thing.
Our mamas would have won with that thing. Power slapping.
Put your mama out there.
Holy mackerel. Back in the day.
So Dr. McDreamy's now working these fights as a doctor. When someone gets knocked out, he runs over and goes, yep, that motherfucker got knocked out.
I remember I asked you or him. I was like, really? They get slapped that hard?
Yes.
Like,
oh, yeah.
It's like. Okay.
So anyway, he says, Dr. McDreamy comes to me, he says, you ought to start coming to these things. They got some social media guys that show up, and they got some people that come around. And it's two yawns.
Oh, we're going for six. Hurry it up.
Well, you told me to change the fan. The fan was fine. You said
it's
to move
fine.
The fan.
All right. I'm just teasing.
So he's not wrong on this. From what I've learned so far, the slap thing, power slap, is still in its infancy.
Yes.
It's just getting going. And the social media people that show up there, most of them are just a bunch of kids with
freeloaders
with cameras or with cell phones.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh yeah, look at that dude, man. He got knocked out. And
they're trying to get big. They're right, trying
well,
to,
well, they're in it for the moment for sure. And Josh Maddox, who's on staff here at Gen X Talks, he loves it. I mean, he's way into it.
Uh-huh.
And he says he would participate. So Dr. McDreamy got me connected with not Dana White, who's the founder of it, but Frank, who owns it, he's the president of SLAP. And I talked to him on the phone and said, hey, I'm not trying to get free rooms. I'm not trying to get free tickets. I'd just like to go and have you point out where we should stand, what we should do. I'm not coming in there looking for something for free. We're not coming in with cell phones. We're going to have gear, real gear. Well, he was into that. He was like, okay, now he's more, and Slap 7's coming. I wish I had asked him for a free room. Because
I told you
to get rooms, so you did. You reserved them, and then you come.
Well, hold on. I found April 12th, the date, like how long ago? A month ago?
Yeah, a month ago.
And I said, God, they're talking about this April 12th, but it didn't say yes, no, that's when it was going to happen.
It didn't say where it was.
You even texted Damon to go, hey, Mary found this date. And was like, well, it's April 12th. And he goes, I have no recollection of that. Like, there's nothing there.
Well,
I don't have any information.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I just didn't make reservations. I knew I should have.
I thought you did. I told everybody you did. I go, she made the reservations. We're good to go. I thought you did.
No, because I didn't have confirmation that there was. But in hindsight, I should have done it.
You absolutely knew there was. You had the date. You just didn't know where exactly.
No, I wasn't sure if it was going to be Slapfest.
Slapfest 7, April 12th.
Anyway, so I waited and then we discussed it and you wanted to go. So I made a phone call. I was saying, well, we'll start at the Red Rock because that's our favorite. I went there and for April 11th, the day before, was sold out. And I was like, well,
why would a Thursday be sold out?
Yeah, and nothing else. I looked, even went on their calendar, and then I called them, and they said, well, April 11th is completely sold out. I'm like, a Thursday? What the hell is going on Thursday?
On April 11th.
Off the strip. It's way off strip. So then I went, okay, something must be going on at the Red Rock. So then I went, well, they have the new Hotel Durango.
The Durango, which is right near where the event is.
And it was at the event last time. Right. It was there last time. So I call, and they go, April 11th is almost sold out. I go, what do you mean almost sold out on a Thursday?
Yeah.
And that was the day we wanted to arrive a day early.
Right.
And I said, well, how much is it for? She goes, they're selling out really, really fast. I go, well, give me, what's the price? And she goes, it was $1,000 and some change for one night.
For Thursday.
For a Thursday for a king size bedroom. I was like, holy crap. What about Friday? Oh, that price is $250. I said, what the hell is going on?
So everyone is staying Thursday night. They're going to Slapfest and they're not staying. They're going home.
I don't know. I don't know what was going on. And I asked her, I said, what is going on? I said, I called the Red Rock. They were sold out. You guys are almost sold out. What's going on? She goes, I don't really know, except... She goes, this could be happening. I said, what? She goes, well, it kind of happened the last time Slapfest was here during Super Bowl. People that have money, have a credit card, like, you know, no limit, will buy multiple rooms and hold them.
All, like 300 rooms.
Yeah, you have to put a deposit down and they'll just hold them. And then they'll tell their friends and...
Sell them or whatever.
And then she says, whatever's left over a couple days before, they'll just... cancel them, and then our rooms woken up. I went, wow.
We wouldn't know until probably today. Or no.
No, they're saying a couple days, like
a couple days before.
For the event.
Like the 9th or the 10th we could call
of
April, we could call back and go, hey.
A month from now.
So did any rooms open up? And they could say, yeah, somebody canceled 80 rooms, and now there's 80 rooms available.
So what I did is I go, well, how many rooms are left? She goes, right now, this one is the only one on the screen is the only one. I went, oh, shit. You were recording something. I couldn't even come to. I said, okay, just reserve it. And she goes, you want to reserve it? I go, just reserve it because I can always cancel it.
So you got us a room for Thursday night and Friday night.
Yeah.
Thursday night's going to cost me $1,000 plus taxes and fees. And Friday night's going to cost me $250.
Well, I figured we could discuss this and go, what do you want to do about it? Because that means we either have to go early Friday morning. We don't know what time
I will sleep in my truck before I spend $1,000 on a room at the Durango.
So my other option is that as it gets closer, I could call and try and reserve another room and then cancel this one. I'm getting devious now.
Yeah, you're going to have to.
I'm going to play the Vegas
odds. Whole thing is we'd like to go just to this one and check it out. We'd like to go to Slapfest and just see where to meet everybody. I want to meet Frank. I want to meet Dana and say, hey, we'd like to come here and just where do we stand?
I think it's at the Apex, isn't it?
Yeah, it's at the Apex this year. And go, where do we stand? Where's the area? Is there any press area yet? Because they're just developing this. Just kind of get the lay of the land. And Dr. McDreamy says that I'd be a good fit. I can commentate. I do have a good voice for it. And I'm a big, bearded, fat, white guy like these people that are out there slapping around. I'd fit right in. They'd
probably ask you to play.
They wouldn't want to be interviewed by a 4'9" skinny white girl. No. They can have a big old boy come in there like, you know, big old corn-fed boy like me come in and do it. So
there you go.
There is some attraction to it. I do want to go see it, and we'll see how that goes. But I think the only way I'm going to go Thursday night is if I can pretend that I'm Dr. McDreamy's assistant. If they're going to give him a room as a doctor, they can have a doctor's assistant room.
I was going to say we can bunk in his room.
Yeah,
we'll just go. We're bunking with you.
We brought our sleeping bags.
Slumber party.
We brought our sleeping bags. Move over, McDreamy.
Exactly.
We ain't paying no $1,000.
Exactly. So we'll let you know what happens with that.
But yes, I am. The only thing is that I can't back out now. I couldn't. First of all, I can't go to Frank and go, sorry, your rooms are too much money. I can't participate. What kind of a dumbass would I look like? Yeah. If we do end up staying there for $1,000, I can't even bring it up. I can't even say anything. I got to walk in there going, yeah, we got the rooms. We'll be here. We're going to film. I can't say shit. I can't walk into the guy and go, oh my God, the rooms were $1,000. I can't. Yeah. I
and
can't sing anything.
I'm kind of excited to check out the Durango because we love the Red Rock so much. That has been our home away from home
That's our
for
home
years.
Base. Yeah.
But this is kind of like their sister location. They just opened this one, and it's smaller. It's a very small venue.
It is
but
one
I
of the
really,
many station casinos?
Yes.
Ah.
But I really want to see what it's like and check out their restaurants and stuff in there.
Sure.
So
yeah.
Part of that is like I'm really excited to go there and check it out. Maybe we like it. Maybe we don't. I don't know.
Yeah, but you don't care because you're not the one that got to pay $1,000.
Would you calm down? I'm working here. I'm working here, okay?
Well, anyway.
We have the room right now, but just relax. Breathe. Woosah.
It's not easy. You just come to me and you didn't even tell me right away. You kind of like, yeah, I got the rooms. Remember, I'm going to go back. I thought you got the rooms a month ago.
No.
I thought this was settled already. I've been telling everybody.
I should know better.
We've already got rooms. She already got the rooms. I thought it was a done deal.
I should know better.
Yes, you should. You're a grown-ass woman.
I know. I just don't know about these things. God, I couldn't believe it. 1,000. And I went searching, too. I got off the phone. I'm like, what the hell is going on in Vegas on April 11th?
I don't know.
What on a Thursday? Is it a stripper convention? Is it like gentleman night? I don't know what. Like, what the hell's going on?
Gentleman's night in Vegas. Yeah, it's always every April 11th. That's standard in the industry.
4/11? No.
4/11. No, that ain't going to do it.
That's not working either. Oh, my gosh.
Well, okay, along with you busting my balls about this stuff, what was the... what was the thing you asked me about? You showed me last night. You ran over shoving your camera in my face, or your phone in my face, which you always do now. Hey, you got to watch this. You got to watch this. And it was about some old man playing a video game.
Oh, my gosh. I'm loving him. Grandpa Gaming. People will probably go, I've seen him. I did a little research on him yesterday, last night. They've got a website. He's got staff. Like this 71.
What is it?
He is a 20-year... military veteran.
Yeah.
He did a lot of work in the military police.
Okay.
He plays video games, streams. Somebody introduced, he did it, actually, he started playing it to divert his attention from pain. He's in a lot of pain with his neck and stuff. And
yeah, Josh Maddox just typed in the sniping grandpa. That's what it's called.
No, yeah. He is the sniping grandpa, but it's called Grandpa Gaming.
Well, you left Sniper out of his whole resume. You didn't.
I'm getting there. All right, just I'm like sorry. You say, don't interrupt my story.
I'm trying to enhance your
story. No, it's not. So I'm reading his bio and stuff like that, and he was playing video games to take his mind off the pain that he had. And then somebody, I don't know if it was a family member, said he got really good at sniping. He would go in there and he goes, and I am just annihilating these kids. And he's boisterous and he's funny. And everybody is like jumping on board. Now he's got staff. He's got a website. He's on Twitch. Somebody came and goes, you should really do this on Twitch. And he goes, what's Twitch? And somebody turned him on. So now he is having a blast. I think you should reach out, or we should reach out, and you need to interview him for a podcast.
But you're going to tell me to play a game with him.
I think you should do that, too. I think that would be great. But I think he would be a wonderful person to interview. He has a military background and how he got to there, because he doesn't want to take pain medication.
Right.
He's doing it. He's even numb, he said, from, I think it said his right arm all the way to his wrist. He is numb.
You know, I can tell what's going on here.
What's that?
Just from your cursory explanation. This is a 71-year-old guy that is tired of being around his nagging wife. Playing video games takes him away from his wife. And when she nags about him playing too many video games, he says, I do this in place of pain therapy medicine. Now she's got to leave him alone.
Hell no, she's not complaining.
Now,
the money's rolling in.
Because now he's got a video game that keeps her out of the room. He has to play it because it's now a prescription from his doctor in lieu of pain medication. This dude is smart. He gets to play video games all day and keeps his wife out of the room. This is brilliant.
And she's collecting the money.
Yeah. Well.
I think he's hilarious. He's got a great personality for it. I love him. I think you should. Yeah.
I can see that happening to Trippy, growing old and telling Sammy Joe, leave me alone. I'm sniping. I'm an old sniper at 70 years old.
And she's going to go, just bring in the money, honey.
Yeah.
Not that it pays a whole lot.
You know, you skipped over all the stuff we talked about. You talked about the car show on March 9th, and you're like, yeah, it's 225 cars, and there's In-N-Out Burger, and there's a live band, and blah, blah, blah. And you didn't say anything about the special guest.
That's your area of expertise.
You don't know the guy's name?
Haywood Nelson, from What's Happening.
From What's Happening, yeah. And
he's your buddy. You're the one that's been talking to him.
I called him on the phone.
I know you did.
If you guys remember the show in the 70s, What's Happening, and then the show in the 80s, like 85, What's Happening Now, same cast. They even did more seasons and more episodes on the second one. And that was with that big character, Rerun, who was always...
I loved Rerun.
Rerun is laughing and carrying on and dancing.
Hey.
Yeah, well,
that's what he used to say.
I think Haywood's line was hey, wasn't it?
I don't know. Okay.
Well, anyway, so Haywood Nelson played Dwayne, and he was on those. Plus, he's done a bunch of other episodes and things, and now he's still in the industry.
That's
and
cool.
So I call him, and they're like, "Hey, man, like you, he can be a paid celebrity to come out." We got him a room at the same hotel, and he's excited. He wants to come out, but I got to tell you, just to kind of brush up, I went through some old episodes, and I remembered all of them, but I'm watching a few of these old episodes. Then I called a guy, and his voice hasn't changed at all. I got goosebumps. I got
That's
chills.
Cool.
I was like, I'm talking to Dwayne. And he goes, man, he goes, I got stories, and I got stuff. I said, look, I kind of hope nobody recognizes you because I want to be selfish. I just want to talk to you the whole time. I
wonder if he's done research on Gen X talks.
I don't know. I don't know if he's, yeah, wouldn't it be funny if he's sitting around telling his wife, we're going to meet the general.
That's what I'm saying. I wonder if he's done his homework. So the two of you are going to shoot the shit at the car show.
I kind of doubt it, but we talked for probably 45 minutes. He grew up in the same place as we did. He grew up in the San Fernando Valley. That. He goes, wait a minute, where were you in Van Nuys? And I said, well, Van Nuys here. And my you know, family had a house in Chatsworth. He goes, oh, my family had one in Northridge. And I said, I grew up kind of in Latuna Canyon. He goes, oh, I used to go to Latuna Canyon all the time. I mean, it was so weird to have that vibe. And we both, at the end of it, we both said the same thing. We had no idea growing up just outside of L.A., in the suburbs of L.A. in the 70s and 80s was so special. Until we look back.
Yeah, but the other thing is, when he was a movie star or a television star, that was an everyday occurrence for us. We would run. I remember ice skating in North Hollywood there, and you'd run into movie stars or TV stars ice skating with you. It was just a commonplace. Yeah. Or they were filming right down your street.
Well, we did that as kids. We had a network of phone numbers, like 30 of us kids, all over the valley. Yeah. And when someone would say, and how we got all these numbers was from church and from summer camps. When you go to summer camp and this kid says, well, I live in Canoga Park, you're like, whoa, you know, I have an, but you never knew that kid that he lived there in that neighborhood until you met him at summer camp. But you exchange numbers. Then when someone calls in the morning and goes, they're filming Chips.
That's networking.
Over here. We would call everybody else.
That's right.
And then we would all ride our bikes and go to where they're filming, or commercials, or the Hulk, or the A-Team. So we would do all the, it was commonplace, like you said. It was commonplace to run into movie stars and TV stars all the time. But I didn't know that was special. I thought every neighborhood did this.
No, and there was no paparazzi around. No. They used to be able to walk around and be amongst the people just like everyday people.
And get a hot dog.
And be normal. And they were so kind and loving. Like, you could walk up to people and just go, oh my gosh, I know you from, and they'd be fine.
There was a few that were assholes, but most of them were nice.
But it was, they walked amongst us, and it was totally fine. You could run into them, you know, at a Tommy's Burger or something.
Sure, but the thing I'm saying is that I didn't know that everybody wasn't doing that. I thought when someone says, when I went down to see my family in Arizona, we went to Prescott, Arizona, and we're telling some stories like, whoa, you got to see these stars? I'm like, well, yeah, don't you?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, well, no, we've never seen anybody film anything. And I'm like, what? Why haven't you seen anybody film anything? That's what happens. I didn't know that not everybody lived an hour from the beach and an hour from snow and an hour from the desert. I didn't know. I didn't know that every town didn't have a Disneyland and a Knott's Berry Farm and a Magic Mountain.
Our parents picked a really good place to
live. I had no idea that that not everybody lived near a major baseball stadium. I just thought that was how you grew up. I didn't know any different. I was 11 years old.
Yeah.
Until you get a little older, then you start realizing how special it was. And then the era, and this is what I was talking with Haywood about, was we had a lot of the same memories, the same places, and it was just uncanny that we both had the same feelings too about like what a special time it was, and we didn't know. I can't tell you how I'm really looking forward to also Friday night. He's staying at the same hotel we are.
Yes, he is.
And I think it's his wife who's coming. I don't know. I didn't ask, but he said we. So I'm assuming there's more than one person, and they're staying with him. And we're going to hang out and get to know each other before the car show the next day, which I think will be great.
Yeah, that's a really nice thing.
I think hanging out, having a few drinks, grab something to eat. And I know some of the staff and some of you guys have reserved rooms. Some of you guys are coming all the way down there. And I think that night for staff and for members that are coming to the car show spending the night, I think Friday night's going to be great. I think it's going to be a lot of fun hanging out, because he flat out told me, he goes, man, I got stories. I've been in the business for a lot of years. I got stories.
It'll be cool.
I want to bring our gear. I'm going to bring
could start Friday night and interview him.
We could, yeah.
Because he might be telling a lot of stories, so
you
should start
Friday
night.
Did you get a suite, like, where there's a separate table?
I don't recall.
They may not have suites.
I don't think they have suites, so I don't know. You'd have to do it downstairs in the lounge
area. But then you have to plug it in, and, I mean, it does run on batteries, I guess, but
we could figure it out.
I just think it would be great to, if you had a hotel room that had the separate bedroom, the separate dining room with a table, like at the Red Rock, we get that one. Uh-huh. It's got a dining room table, like six chairs. That would be a good setting to sit and just shoot the shit.
Well, maybe we'll have to figure something out.
I want you. Could you call them again today? Just ask if they've got a if they have a room like that.
Sure.
Just see. Anyway, sure. So
wait, hey, one more thing.
Yeah.
Because I want this on record.
What? What?
We had rain yesterday again, late last night, late afternoon into night, and it was really raining, wasn't
it? You want rain on record? Okay, I agree with you.
There's, here it comes.
What?
The roof's leaking.
Why do you got to bring that up in front of everybody right now?
Because I want proof that it's going to get fixed. I let me set the scene. You were in the studio. I was reading a book, and it was quiet in the house, not a sound. And you know, you can hear the rain, and then there's the drip. There was a drip.
And it doesn't sound like it's outside.
It doesn't sound like it's outside. And I was like, what the heck is that? And it was just drip, drip. So it wasn't like a dent, you know, coming through. I was like, oh, man. So I went looking and I'm listening and I find it by our window and yeah. It is dripping there. And then a water spot is showing on the ceiling. So what are we going to do about that?
Well, first of all, let me help you out with something, sweetheart. Let's apply a little man logic to this.
Oh, this will be good.
While it's raining and wet, nothing.
I know.
We have to wait for it to dry out. Let's start with that.
Oh.
Secondly, it is going to be an easy fix. It's at the end of the roof. I'm sure it's not it's not leaking way up at the top of the roof and running down the inside because
what every man says.
It's not going to be like that. I'm telling you, I know where the leak is. I'm sure it's one of two things. It's going in from where the kid broke a tile because he was jumping on the roof going to do stuff up there. With the security cameras, he broke a tile. Or it's where, when we put our patio pergola in, where we bolted the header to the side of the house. I think it's coming in there. It's above the window. I think it's right there. That's it. It's not going to be a big deal. And if it's something I can't tear apart and fix, and get a roofer to tear that part of the house apart and fix it. And then if not, then you just turn it into your homeowner's insurance and go, give me a fucking roof. And they put it on there. It's going to get fixed. It's not a huge deal.
Okay.
And it's guess when it's even more not a huge deal. When it's not raining. Here's what you're not allowed to do.
Oh my God, that just had flashbacks of my dad right there.
What?
My dad told my mom the same thing when their roof started leaking.
What?
Don't worry, honey. It doesn't rain that much in California. We'll be fine. And then he left it for years. Okay. Didn't turn out very well. He died and left my mom the problem.
Well, if you keep running your big fat mouth, I may just die and leave this with you. And then what are you going to do? That's right. Threatening you.
I'm going to paint the ceiling and I'm going to move quickly.
So it'll get fixed. It's got to go in order. It's got to dry out and then I'll look at it. Not
Lord.
A big deal. Okay?
No, it's not okay. Not okay.
Quit your bitching. Jesus.
I'm not bitching. I just, yeah.
If Linehart was still on staff, I'd just fly him out here. He could have it done in half a day. He'd tear
put him back on staff.
Go put him back on staff.
Hey, call him back.
You want back on staff? Why? Oh, no reason. Okay, you're on staff. Good. Now get out of here with your tools.
Save my marriage.
Wait a minute. My marriage is in jeopardy?
It might be.
My marriage is in jeopardy?
Depends on how long this is going to go.
Well, your dad got away with it for years and he stayed married.
Linehart. Come to my rescue.
No,
come
for
rescue
God's.
Your queen. Please.
It is not that big a deal. We can fix the fucking roof. It's not.
I have like traumatic stuff because it leaked in my bedroom when I was a little girl. I told you that story.
So did I.
Chinese torture test.
We had leaks in our house too. There was two winters in a row.
Oh, flashbacks.
That we had probably 11 bowls and pans around the house dripping through.
My dad put buckets down.
And we had to make sure that right before everybody went to bed, you emptied all the buckets so maybe they'd make it through the night.
Yes.
I remember that. Gosh. We had that too.
Oh.
So you know what? This is no different than your childhood. I think
PTSD
the words you're looking
right
for are thank you.
PTSD right now. No, there's no thank you. You haven't fixed it yet.
No, thank you for remembering your childhood. I've brought back memories
great.
Of your childhood.
Great,
which
wonderful.
You love.
So the next time it rains, I'm going to sit there and I'm going to hear drip, drip, and I'm going to go, oh. Yeah, that's great. Wonderful. Gosh, better get fixed.
Well,
you heard it here, people.
I think we're coming to an end. I think we're just about done.
Our marriage?
No, the podcast.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I have a car story.
That's all right.
I don't think I got one this
I'll
time.
Let you slide this week.
I'm trying to think if there was something out there that I could remember. I don't think we told the story. I'll save that. The Fiero that wouldn't die.
Oh my God.
I told that on a live stream a couple times.
We'll write that down for next week.
Yeah, we'll talk. So remind me, ladies and gentlemen, remind me, the Fiero that wouldn't die.
All right.
We'll do that for next week. We need to say goodbye. We need to sign off.
All right. Goodbye, everyone. Thanks for listening again this week, and we'll catch you later.
You almost said my line. Hey, real quick, I might be simulcasting tonight on our show tonight.
Nobody's going to know except the people on the radio.
Oh, yeah. Well, then Saturday, are we doing a show Saturday?
No, we're going to be at the car show. Where are we going to do that?
I don't know. Probably not from the hotel room that is a suite with a table because you didn't get one. So okay. We can't do it there. All right. Say goodnight, Gracie.
Good night, everyone. Have a great weekend, great week, and we'll catch you later.
Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for showing up. Appreciate you all. I'm not sure where you're listening in from. AM, FM, Sirius, XM, or perhaps along the Armed Service Radio Network. Remember two things. Wherever you go, there you are. And I'll catch you guys on the flip side.